For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It's been raining in Houston, Texas, and officials there fear that rain could cause additional flooding. Harris County Flood District meteorologist Jeff Linder says there are some hidden factors to watch this weekend.
A lot of people are saying it's only raining 2 or 3 inches. Why are we seeing so much rises? It's the time of year that we are seeing, and it's also that our grounds were saturated going into this event.
By Saturday morning, the National Weather Service issued more than a dozen flood warnings for waterways across southeast Texas, but the threat of flash flooding is over. A man in detention on unrelated charges has been arrested in the kidnapping and killing of 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar, who was abducted last month outside her home in southeastern North Carolina. The eighth grader was kidnapped from her driveway on November 5th in Lumberton, about 95 miles from Raleigh. 34-year-old Michael Ray McLellan has been charged with 10 felonies, including first-degree murder and statutory rape of a person under age 15. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Prosecutors are recommending that one of President Trump's associates receives a long prison term. USA's Wendy King has details.
President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who actually offered what he called political synergy with the Trump campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments to Stormy Daniels. Cohen has implicated the president in a crime, saying that he was the person who directed him to violate the campaign finance laws. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen, as he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. I'm Wendy King.
Thanks, Wendy. And those revelations came in a set of court filings in which federal prosecutors in New York said Cohen should receive a substantial prison sentence of roughly 4 years for tax fraud and campaign finance crimes. And as Mueller's office accused the president's former attorney of lying to them about his contacts with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A stampede at a rap concert in an overcrowded Italian disco killed 5 teens early Saturday, along with a woman who'd brought her young daughter to that event. Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden provides this week's Democratic Weekly Address.
This week, America looked back at the remarkable life of President George Herbert Walker Bush. He cared deeply about our country, and his career in public service began long before he sat in the Oval Office. He was a decorated Navy pilot. He served 2 terms in Congress. He was a diplomat, a leader in the intelligence community, and Ronald Reagan's vice president. As president, he signed legislation that protected Americans with disabilities, and he strengthened clean air rules and raised national education standards. He also set the country on the path to a balanced budget. It was all done in bipartisan cooperation. That's what Americans want their elected officials to do. Set aside partisan divisions and do what's right for our communities and our country. That brings me to one of the key issues that Americans are focused on today. There is bipartisan support for legislation protecting the Mueller investigation into Russia and Donald Trump. Information that's just recently come to light shows why that's so needed. Donald Trump has claimed for years that he had no business ties with Russia. It is now clear that that's been false.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.